I'm going to ask you to take your Bibles and turn with me to the book of Proverbs, chapter 20. Proverbs 20. I'd like to read verses 9 to 12. Proverbs chapter 20, verses 9 to 12. Who can say, I have made my heart clean, I am pure from my sin? Divers weights and divers measures, both of them are alike abomination to the Lord. Even a child is known by his doings, whether his work be pure, whether it be right. The hearing ear and the seeing eye, the Lord hath made even both of them. Let's pray together. Our Father, as we call this morning, bless the word by your Holy Spirit, we ask. Lord, I pray that that which is set forth and spoken might truly be according to your word, for the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ, for the good of your people. Have mercy upon us. Pray for those that are in the path of this storm, Lord, that you've sent. Lord, have your way. We pray these things for Christ's sake. Amen. I've entitled this message, Is My Heart Clean with God? Now, you know, we ought to all just stop right now and just ask that question. Is my heart clean with the Lord, with God? Am I standing before God Almighty right now, accepted in the Beloved? Now, that's going to become a very serious question one of these days, for sure. We're going to stand before the Lord. We know that. Now, I know that the world, and when I say the world, I'm talking about the world's vast religions. Now, everybody and their brother believes something. Now, everybody can't be right. I know that. Now, you can't have two different, you know, one say one thing, one say another thing, and they're opposing things, and both of them be right. Now, that, you know, that ain't going to fly. So I want to know this. I know that everybody in their religions is saying, I'm right. Now, how? How am I going to know? How am I going to know? Somebody is lying. Now, just natural conclusion is going to tell me that. Somebody is not telling me the truth. But now, the Spirit of God moved upon the writer, Solomon, who penned this book. Solomon. Solomon didn't come up with it. The Spirit of God. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God. And so Solomon was moved upon by the Spirit of God to write this question in verse 9. Who can say, I have made my heart clean, I am pure from my sin? Who can say that? Now, who can say that when the Scripture says in Isaiah 1, verses 5 to 6, the whole head, all of our ability to be able to have any kind of comprehension of anything, as we're born in Adam. Now, the whole head is sick, and the whole heart faint. From the sole of the foot, even unto the head, there's no soundness in it, but wounds and bruises and putrefying sores. They have not been closed, neither bound up, neither mollified with ointment. Now, here's what that's saying. Man, as he's born in Adam, doesn't know anything spiritually good. His, He doesn't think that way. His heart is in rebellion against God. Crown of his head, sole of his foot. Man is depraved. Spiritually depraved. Totally depraved. Psalm 14:1 says, "The fool has said in his heart, there's no God." That is, no God that I'm going to answer to. No God that's going to do anything. No God. That's what he's saying. No. They're corrupt. They've done abominable works. There's none that doeth good. So here's what I know. Man born into this world, and all men born in Adam are born this same way. We don't know anything that's right. We don't know anything. We can't do anything. We're just sinners. The heart of man by nature is unclean. Man can say, well, I'm not unclean. Well, God says we are. And I'm telling you that his word is going to, you know, trump ours. Believe me. There's not a pure part in man, and all that is within a man is defiled, and a man is a sinner. He's a sinner against God. Now, even by divine revelation, the Spirit of God has revealed this, that God Almighty, and this is in Ezekiel 36, God is going to have to remove a heart. Now, the heart of stone is that heart referred to spiritually. It's hard, it's rebellious, it's referred to as a heart of stone. And God's going to have to remove that heart that rules. Now, that doesn't mean that after God regenerates his people, that doesn't mean that we're not sinners. We still sin. But there's not a heart within a believer that rules him. God has removed that, even though the presence of sin is there. God has given him a new heart. He's given him a heart that is referred to as flesh. And that when we hear flesh, you know how a believer hears that word flesh, and that means the old nature. But now this word is talking about a heart that is pliable, a heart that hears God, that bows to God. So there's got to be something done for a man that man can't do for himself. I don't have the ability to take out my old nature. When I take, you know, I'll remove a heart of stone, that's like a cat deciding, I'm just not going to be a cat anymore. I'm going to be a dog from now on. Well, no, what you're a cat. And you have no ability. Man is a sinner and has no ability to remove out of himself what he is. So now here's the question. Who can say, I have made my heart clean? Who can say that? Who can say, I am pure from my sin? I'm absolutely clear from having any type of impurity. You know, 1 John 1:8 says, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. The truth is not in us. If we say we've not sinned, we make him, that is God, a liar, and his word is not in us. Job 14:4 says this, who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean? Not one. So who can say, I've made myself right, I've made myself clean before God? Who can say that? Nobody. Let me just end it. Who can say that? Nobody. Nobody. No, only God Almighty can cleanse a sinner. Now, of a believer, it can truthfully be said that he has been washed in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, that an atonement has been made for him. Whenever you hear these words, you know they're biblical, but you think an atonement. Now, what does that mean? A covering. There's a covering. I am a sinner against God. There is a covering for me. What is it? It's the blood. When I see the blood, is there anyone in this congregation this morning that is born again that can say, I have no sin in me? No. You know what we need? I need an atonement. I need one to cover for me. I need for God Almighty to see the blood shed on my behalf and pass over me. So I know this. There's none that can say, I've made my heart clean. My heart is pure before God. So but now where did that thought come from? Where a man can say, I have made myself. Because I'm telling you, man by nature says, or just look at the wording there, who can say, I have made my heart clean? You know what they're saying there? Who can say that? But you know what someone is saying if they think they have? That they've done something to make their heart clean. They're admitting, I was, you know, a rebel against God, but I have made my heart clean. That's what they're saying. Who can say that, though? So where did that idea come from? Who came up with that idea? Well, back in the garden, this is where, you know, if you don't understand what happened in the garden, you don't understand what happened at Calvary. If you miss the beginning of it, you're going to miss the finishing of it. What happened in the garden? Well, Adam and Eve were in the garden, and God gave Adam instruction. Of all of the fruit that's in this garden, you can eat, except of this one fruit, the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil. Don't eat. In the day you eat that fruit, you're going to die. You're going to die. Satan comes in the form of a serpent, and he comes to Eve, and he asks this question, hath God said that you shall not eat? Yes, the Lord said that we shouldn't eat, that we shouldn't even touch it, because in the day that we eat, we're going to die. Now listen to this lie. Here's where it all started, with a man thinking that he can make himself clean before God. Satan told Eve in Genesis 3:5, God doth know that in the day you eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened. You're going to see spiritually. See, right now, he was telling her, he said, there's some things you just don't know. I know them, and God knows them. But you don't know them, and your husband doesn't know them. And Adam, you know, he's like you. He's blind too. But now, if you will eat of that fruit, then your eyes are going to be open, and you're going to be as gods, knowing good and evil. You're going to be able to do something you can't do right now. You're going to be able to do as God does. You know, Almighty God has set forth that He is God, and there's none else. The lie of Satan is to say, you can make your heart clean with God. And it's going to be by your ability. Has God told you you can't do that? Yeah, you can do it. You can do it. Go ahead and do it. You'll be as God. So the problem where man came up with that is started in the garden. That a man thinks he can make his heart clean. And every man, every woman born into this world, that came out of the loins of Adam, which is everybody. Everybody. We all by nature believe the lie that Satan told Eve. You don't have to obey God. You can do for yourself what God says only He can do. God's lying to you. Now, let me ask you this. Concerning that problem, what is it? What is the great problem about a man thinking that he can make his heart clean or that he is pure from his sin. Where does that manifest itself? I know where it came from. It came from Satan. I know where it came from. And when Adam and Eve died spiritually, everybody and their brother now believes that. I can make my heart pure before God, clean before God, by me doing something. And I'm telling you, every religion teaches that. I've told you before, there's only two messages being preached. You call them whatever you want to call them. The lies that are being told is that somebody is telling somebody else, you, all you have to do is A, B, C, whatever, and you will make your heart clean. Now, what is the basis of that? How do they base that? I know where it came from, but what is the basis? Now listen to this next verse. Divers weights and divers measures, both of them are alike. Abomination to the Lord. The problem, here's the problem. Man says, I can make my heart pure before God. I can make my heart clean before God. But the problem is that man measures his purity or his cleanness from sin by his own standard and not by the revelation of Holy Scripture. And that inequality of measuring, that difference of standard as to God's requirement, that is disgusting to Almighty God. Now, in the Old Testament, God set forth His pleasure by that standard by which men would deal with other men. Now listen to this. I'm going to show you how Almighty God set forth this truth concerning things being equal in measurements and stuff. Listen to Leviticus. I'll read this. Leviticus 35:36. He said, you shall do no unrighteousness, no unrighteousness in judgment. In this word, M-E-T-E-Y-A-R-D, meteored. What it is being able to measure something by how tall it is or how wide it is. He said, you shall in no unrighteousness do no unrighteousness in judgment. In meteored, if you're going to measure something, you make sure your ruler is right. You know? In weight or in measure, and when he said in weight, it's a word that meant dry measurement. In measure, meaning liquids, in balances, just weights, a just ephah. Now, an ephah was like it was a container. It was like measuring bushels. It was like a basket-like thing, and you fill this up and you scrape it right off the top. You make sure that when you're going to measure, if you're going to heap it up for somebody, you heap it up for all of them, and make sure it's not measured. A hin, H-I-N, that was a receptacle for measuring liquids. That is the way you're going to measure. He said, you measure everything. He said, I'm the Lord your God, which brought you out of the land of Egypt. Almighty God was so specific. He said, I don't even want you measuring anything you buy or sell or anything else by anything other than my measurement. Everything else that is not according to my measurement is an abomination to me. So here's what the Lord said. You shall not act contrary to the strictest justice in any case, in measures, in weight, in quantity. Everything's going to have to be done according to the same standard. I, the Lord, that delivered you out of the hand of bondage in Egypt, require it. All right? He said in Deuteronomy 25:13-16, thou shalt have in thy bag, thou shalt not have in thy bag various weights, divers weights, various weights, you know, a great and a small. He said, thou shalt not have in thine house divers measures, of great and of small. Thou shalt have a perfect and just weight, a perfect and just measure shalt thou have, that thy days may be lengthened in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. For all that do such things and all that do unrighteously are an abomination to the Lord. Here's what he said. He said, I know the tendency of man. Here's what's going to happen. He said, you'll have, you know, a stone is the way. I even read where the Lord, it couldn't be made out of metal. Because if it started to rust, it would kind of change the weight. But a stone, it had a stone. And it had to be a just weight. It had to be the right weight. He said, now I don't want you having two stones and having these two stones that they don't weigh the same. You know, you might take it and kind of somehow, you might kind of chip out a little part out of the bottom down here. And you look at it on the top, it looks the same. But now you look at this one down here, and this one down here got a hole in it. You know? And he said, what you'll end up doing, he said, I know what man's tendency is. If he's going to buy something, they're going to take a scale right here. And he said, I'll put my heavy stone over here now. He said, load me up with wheat on here. And so here's the stone. He said, they start loading him up with wheat. And finally, when it starts to balance, he said, okay, yeah, there you go. This is how much wheat I get. But he's got another stone over here, and it looks the same. But it's got a hole in it, you know. And he said, now I'm going to sell you some wheat. He'll put that lighter weight, and he starts loading up the wheat that he's going to sell you. And, you know, and all of a sudden, it's not quite that much wheat on there because it don't weigh as much. The Lord said, that's an abomination to me. You're going to measure? You're going to measure a just weight. That was forbidden for some to have stones that looked the same, but they were different weights. You're going to buy something, you buy it according to the same measure that you sell. And so, likewise, in the context of our scripture, what a man thinks that he has done as far as making his heart clean, it better be according to God's standard. What he said, who can say that I've made my heart clean? I'm pure from my sins. Divers weights, divers measures, he said both of them are alike, an abomination to the Lord. Man's problem is this. He thinks that he's met God's standard as far as making his heart clean before God. You know, whenever Almighty God sets forth his standard concerning making a man's heart clean before God, let me ask you this. What does a man or a woman have to do? Now don't tell me, don't start talking to me about walking down an aisle and coming down here and praying this, that, and the other. Don't tell me that. Let me tell you what it's going to take for a man to have his heart clean before God. You must have never sinned. Never. Never. Number two, you must be holy, holy before God. And you must have always been holy. And number three, what you do, it better be absolutely perfect in God's sight. Obedience. In fact, I'll go ahead and tell you how strict it's got to be. You best be as holy as God. Now let me ask you this. Who can say, I have made my heart clean before the Lord? Somebody say, I walked down an aisle, or I prayed through, or I got baptized. Let me ask you this. Was it perfect? Can the Lord say unto you, as He said to the Lord Jesus Christ, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. You hear Him. You hear Marvin, because Marvin is perfect in my sight, in myself. That's an abomination to God. Don't tell me you made your heart clean before God. That's a lie. And it came straight out of the mouth of Satan. Don't tell me that. Look at verse 11. Even a child is known by his doings, whether his work be pure and whether it be right. You know, now here again, staying in the context about, you know, with what we're talking about. You know, we realize that the Holy Spirit is telling us something concerning those that foolishly say, I've made my heart clean, I'm pure from my sin. What the Spirit of God says is, even a child, you know, just look at the wording, even a child is known by his doings, whether his work is right or pure. You know, whenever a man says, I have made my heart clean before God, men will watch, they'll listen, they'll behold. Even a child is known by what he does. And I can tell you this, a man before God, before others, he's going to be recognized also. God Almighty has already said what he knows. And concerning his walk before others, listen to this. Matthew 7:15-17. Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they're ravening wolves. You shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A child is known by his actions. I'll tell you this, when a child acts obediently and is rewarded for his obedience, he just wants to be obedient. You know, whenever he does something wrong, and I've got four kids, and I know a little bit about kids. I can tell you this, you let one of your children be disobedient, and immediately he begins to excuse himself, and vindicate himself, and profess his innocence. It wasn't me. It wasn't me. Had one of my grandchildren. One of my grandchildren. And it was, I won't tell you which one it is. They show up here periodically. But it was one of them. And look, someone in the house dropped a glass and broke it. And it was not this one that's always in trouble. And when she heard the glass break, she cried out, I didn't do it. You remember that? I didn't do it. She knew, I'm going to be accused of this. Even a child is known by his doings. So, you're going to know them by their fruits. Who can say, I've made my heart pure? Whoever convinced the Lord Jesus Christ of sin? Whoever did, whoever beheld him one time, he was accused of it. But whoever convinced him by what he did or what he said of being a sinner before God? I'll tell you this, Almighty God has set forth, a child is known. And a sinner before God is too. The hearing ear, verse 12. This is how I'm going to know if what I believe is so. The hearing ear and the seeing eye, the Lord hath made even both of them. A man that has a hearing ear, spiritually hearing ear, spiritually seeing eye, this man is going to know something of himself. A true believer will never, never, never say in his heart, I mean, he's tempted to say this because we got an old nature about us, but a man that knows God, he will never say, I've made my heart clean before God. He'll never say that. I'm pure from my sin. He'll never say that. You know why? Because he knows that the measure by which a man by nature measures his purity is different from what God says. And a believer is going to say, I've never met his standard. I am a sinner, saved by the grace of God, Even a child, he'll say, is known by his doings. And for a truth, I know something of myself. I might fool you, but I'm not fooling me. I'm not fooling God. Almighty God knows. How do I know that? How did I ever come to that conclusion? Well, the hearing ear and the seeing eye, the Lord hath made even both of them. I know this, I was born spiritually dead. I know that I was born with no spiritual eye to see the glory of God, no spiritual ear to hear the glorious gospel of God's free grace. And Almighty God came to me in mercy and in compassion, and called me out of darkness and revealed to me myself and taught me something of me and showed me without Him I can do nothing. I pray that Almighty God teach us today. I pray that the Lord bless the Word to His glory and to the eternal good of those that He's everlastingly loved in Christ. And I pray these things for Christ's sake. Amen. All right.